Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life by Joe Bill Campbell contains 101 Christian devotionals to help young people and young athletes navigate life with Jesus Christ as their head coach. Each devotional begins with a sports expression, metaphor, idiom used in everyday life, followed by a Bible verse that supports the devotional expression. Each devotional concludes with insights on how to win at the game of life with Jesus Christ leading the way. Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life has been nominated by a sports media personality for a 2024 International Book Award in the religion category. It's also been chosen as one of the top 10 new Christian books for 2024 by EC Publishing. Joe Bill Campbell is a successful trial attorney, a former college athlete, past president of the Kentucky Bar Association, and former chair of the Kentucky Council on Higher Education and the Western Kentucky University Board of Regents. He graduated with honors from the University of Kentucky College of Law and was inducted into the College of Law's Hall of Fame. A father, grandfather, Christian lawyer, Joe Bill Campbell, author of Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life, 101 Game-Changing Christian Devotionals for Young Athletes and Young Adults. By the way, the foreword for the book, written by former NBA Coach of the Year, Dwayne Casey. And our guest on the program is Joe Bill Campbell. Welcome to the program, Joe. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss my Christian devotional with you.
I love what you've done with the book and taking these messages, and you've laid it out so well. This is going to be an inspiration to so many people, not just in that young category, but those of us in a little older category that can learn from this as well. What was the inspiration for writing this devotional? What made you decide, I'm going to write Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life?
Well, Rick, when I started writing it, I was 80 years old, and I have three small grandchildren ages, at that time, 4, 7, and 10. And I wanted to leave them something that would help them to remember me by on those special occasions when I'm not there for them, like graduations and marriage and baptisms and other things. And that way I could be a part of their life. And also I wanted to provide them with a sort of a roadmap, if you will, to guide them on their life's journey and to keep them on the path that was carved out by Jesus Christ. Well, that was my initial inspiration. As I got into it, I began to realize that there's a lot of anti-Christian social media today that impacts young athletes, young adults. As you know, at that age, young athletes and young adults are trying to find themselves, trying to find their identity, and are looking for somebody to identify with. And so I was hopeful of being motivated to help them get on that or use this book as a roadmap for their life's journey as well.
The book is a vital resource for that purpose, if no other. If you're concerned about young people and the messages they're getting and their messages being received all the time, and you think back, and I was doing that as I was preparing for our conversation, we grew up and, you know, our messages came from our friends. We didn't face social media, turning on the computer and maybe seeing somebody saying something negative about us, bullying us on social media. What are your thoughts as you look back? Growing up's a lot different today now than when we grew up, isn't it?
Well, yeah, young athletes and young adults today have access to a whole lot more information.
Yes.
Than we had when I was growing up. And a lot of that is negative. Christians have been under attack generally by people who I don't think understand what Christians stand for, and that is essentially love. That's the Lord's two greatest commandments is to love him with all our hearts, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And that's I'm hoping that Just Win, Baby helps him realize that and to follow in the path that Christ laid out for us.
The book is Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life, 101 Game-Changing Christian Devotionals for Young Athletes, Young Adults, the book written by Joe Bill Campbell, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, any bookstore, you can order it there. Joe Bill's website is jbclaw2016.com, and you can link on directly to his website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting, the target of young athletes, young adults. It's really important for them. Talk about why you decided to target for the younger audience. And as I say, it's still it's valuable for all of us.
Well, one of the things that I hear from young people in this day and time is that the Bible is not, they have a difficult time understanding how the Bible relates to their everyday life.
Yes.
And so that's why I chose the format that I did, by using sports idioms and expressions concepts that apply to everyday life, and then finding Bible verses that specifically relate to those metaphors and idioms, you're able to help the young athlete and the young adult identify with the Bible. It makes the Bible relatable to them. It helps them hopefully to memorize some of the Bible verses that will be applicable. And then following the use of the expression or the metaphor or idiom, we have those Bible verses, and then we talk first about how those life lessons that are found in those idioms can be applicable to sports or to their everyday life. And then we have the final segment, which talks about the game of life and how to utilize those idioms, expressions, and metaphors serving Christ.
It's not just reading something and maybe you'll forget it, maybe you won't. You really apply it, you make it relatable to what they're going through in real life, and to give them a section where there's a space to write their own comments, their own reflections. So they really participate in this whole process, don't they? They read it, they understand it, and then more importantly, they think about it when it's over.
Well, I had a friend that had authored a book, and she recommended to me that I include a section for the reader to make notes, to make comments, or to make reflections. And the hope or the objective is that they'll write in those spaces their feelings after reading the devotional. And then as weeks go on, or months, or even years, they'll go back to it and look at it and perhaps see how they have changed or how they can add to that. To that. So I thought that was a really good suggestion, and I have received a lot of compliments about including that. So it gets the reader involved.
Yes.
More than just reading it, it gets them involved in writing. And frankly, I have a copy right now that I'm utilizing, and I'm writing at the end of each unit or topic, I'm writing a note to my grandchildren, and they'll be given my copy when I'm gone. And again, I'm just sort of telling them how these metaphors and how these Bible verses are applicable to their everyday life. Again, it is my roadmap for them to get on the Christian path.
What a legacy you're leaving, not only your grandchildren, but young people all across the country that are reading this book and learning from it and participating in the messages that you have. The book is Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life. Joe Bell Campbell is the author. His website is jbclaw2016.com. Book available wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are some of the objectives that you had in publishing the book? You talked about reaching out to your grandchildren as part of that, but what are some of your objectives, maybe takeaways you want for people who have read the book, Just Win, Baby?
Well, I think that one of my objectives, frankly, was to fulfill what I believe that the Lord has laid on my heart as my purpose in life, and that was to make life better for others. After reading Rick Warren's The Purpose, The Purpose-Driven Life, I did a self-examination and determined that that's what God wanted me to do, and that's why I authored this devotional and I have authored two others. So I'm trying to fulfill my purpose and also at the time to bring honor and glory to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Additionally, I hope to help people learn to live their life by walking in faith, and also to have their conduct to be consistent with their faith, with their belief. I want them to have this as a roadmap so that when they get to the end of their life's journey, their destination will be a reconciliation with the Lord, and not a separation from God eternally. That it bothers me greatly that there are people who are going to be separated from God eternally, and I feel like it's part of my objective is to try and help as many people as I can not experience that, but instead be reconciled and to end up in the place that Jesus told the criminal on the cross was the paradise.
Yes. If you think this is something that maybe just is for the playing field and young athletes from that sense, that's mistaken. This is guidance that goes beyond the playing field, insights into perseverance, teamwork, leadership, faith, really qualities that we need in real life, overall real life, aren't they?
Absolutely, especially in this day and time. There's so much dysfunction in not just in America but in the world right now. And to me, the resolution for all that lies in the Christian faith.
You know, as we're reading this, we think, why did God put me here? What is my purpose? That comes to us so vividly in the book, Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life. Help answer that question. Why did God put me here, and what is my purpose in life?
Well, I think that the Lord made us all, number one, to communicate with Him. He loved us. He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not die, but shall have eternal life. So I think that that number one, the Lord wants us to communicate with Him, and the way to do that is through daily devotionals, through Bible study, through prayer, through meditation, through fellowship with Christian friends, and so that's, you know, that's sort of what I hope, or where I hope this book will lead young athletes and young adults. And in my experience, young athletes, young entertainers that the young adults look up to are they have a platform in life. Their ability, God-given ability, gives them a platform. And if we can get more of those people to speak out for Jesus Christ, then it's going to have a positive impact on all those that look up to them or identify with them. So that's part of what I hope that the reader will find and will get out of this. It was a 17-year-old high school football teammate that stood before the high school on the stage at a gathering of the entire high school and gave his witness for Jesus Christ that led me to a Christian revival and where I accepted Christ as Savior at age 18 and was baptized. So I'm hoping that this book will have some impact such as that I experienced.
The book is Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life. Joe Bill Campbell, CAMPBELL, is the author. His website, jbclaw2016.com. How is the Bible relatable to everyday life, especially in this age of social media? We've got extra time. We go to Instagram. We do something online. How's the Bible relatable, do you think, in everyday life?
Well, I've read the New Testament three times, and I've read almost all of the Old Testament at one time or another. And what I've found in my Bible studies, in my life applications study Bible, is that there isn't any question in life that's not answered in the Bible. If you look at it, study it, think about it, read the text of scholars and theologians in the study Bibles, then you'll find the answer to any question you have in life. And also, and this is really important, I think, what I found in Jesus Christ was a peace which is, frankly, like no other peace I have ever known. And the Bible says it's a peace which passes all understanding, and I found that to be true. And I learned to live my life and to be fearless. I fear God, but other than that, I don't fear anything else. I'm 81 years old, and I'm facing the end of my life, and I have no fear of death at all. In fact, I think it is something to be embraced when you're a Christian.
Joe Bill Campbell, our guest on the program. Time going by so rapidly, and I want to go back to that for a second. We all face decisions in life. What would you consider the most important decision we will make in our lives?
Well, a lot of people don't think about this, but when you get to be my age, you do. And to me, the most important decision is, where do you want to spend eternity? You know, we all have a date on which we're born. We all have a date on which we die. And in between is our life. And that's why I call it the game of life, because how you play that game of life determines where you're going to, how you're going to answer that question. Where do you want to spend eternity? I want everyone to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the way to do that is to win the game of life.
I mentioned Joe Bill, an attorney, retired after a distinguished law career in 2020, I think over, 53 years of practicing law. When you look back, what does faith mean to you? What did it mean to you? You mentioned 18, and you went to a revival and turned your life around and gave your life to Jesus at that point. What has faith meant to you through your life and how you've conducted yourself as an athlete and as a father, as a professional man, as a lawyer?
Well, I've lived with a philosophy as an adult that there are five things that are truly important in life, and they are your faith, your family, your friends, your health, and your life's work. That work can be as, like my daughter, she's a house mother. I mean, she's a stay-at-home mom of three kids. So faith, to me, goes through all those other areas. It goes through your family and your friends. It goes through your health, and it goes in your life's work. And there are times that no matter how strong you are, you're going to get discouraged. And that's when you really call on your faith. There are times when you will have victories and you'll want to be really high. And it's the time that the Lord will say to you, don't get too high when things are going good, and don't get too low when things are going bad. Turn to your faith, have a belief in me, and I will answer your prayers, and I will prosper you. So it's not unusual to see people at the lowest point in their life find Jesus Christ, because he's there. And he's just waiting on you to reach out to him. So if you have if you're depressed, if you have financial issues, no matter what your issues are in life, if you turn to Jesus Christ, you will find the answer and you will find the peace. And that's what my faith has been to me. I've tried over 125 high stakes jury trials. And the Lord, I always asked the Lord for his will to be done in those. And I always felt at the end of it that when you ask, that's what he does. And so I never look back. I never look back or second guess. When you turn your will or subject your will to the Lord's will, when you allow his will to prevail in your life, then you will know true faith, and you will prosper and have peace, and will love life. I like to tell people that the Lord is not just about bringing you to heaven; he's about bringing parts of heaven to earth, and that's what my faith brings to me.
Well, I can tell the peace in your life, the tranquility in your life. It's a remarkable book that Joe Bill Campbell has written, Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life. I mentioned the foreword by Dwayne Casey, former NBA Coach of the Year, endorsement by Jim and Julie Boeheim, of course, of Syracuse University fame. The book is really being well received, isn't it?
I have gotten tremendous response to the devotional, and I'm absolutely thrilled with it being nominated for our 2024 International Book Award.
Yes, congratulations!
Category. Whether we win it or not, just being nominated is an honor.
Well, congratulations. The recognition is an award in itself, and it's certainly deserving. And if you're thinking, I like this idea of 101 devotionals, you're working on several other books. One is what a devotional with another occupation in mind.
Well, I just sent the manuscript to a publisher for my second one, and the title of it is Virtue Triumphs Vice, 100 Christian Devotionals for the Workplace Environment. And this past week, I finished a third manuscript is the title of which will be The Christian Lawyer, Not an Oxymoron, Christian Piety for Lawyers, Judges, and Those Seeking Christ. So that will complete my trilogy of devotionals when I get the third one published. It's still in manuscript form and still being edited, but yes, the second one that is being published at this time, it talks about the importance of bringing Christian behavior, Christian virtues to the workplace. As you know, there's, I think I read where there's 1.6 million workplace victimizations every year, and we can reduce that by having Christians bring their virtues or Christian virtues to the workplace during the week. And again, everything that I've written, I try to make it relatable to the environment that we live in today. I'm not some fanatic. I'm just a person that has a deep abiding faith in Jesus Christ and has seen in my 81 years on this earth, have been the recipient of so many of his blessings and have seen how he works in life when you allow it.
Well, that's why this book is so relatable, and I'm sure the other two will be as well. And I hope that we have a chance to talk about those, especially the workplace environment. There's so much that we could talk about there. And sometimes we sort of leave all of our religious training and that religious foundation at the doorstep when we go into the workplace. We become different people. And I'm anxious to see that devotional as well. This devotional is Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life, 101 Game-Changing Christian Devotionals for Young Athletes, Young Adults by Joe Bill Campbell, forward by Dwayne Casey, former NBA Coach of the Year. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold. His website is jbclaw2016.com. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll take you to Joe Bill Campbell's website, and our thanks to EC Publishing LLC for arranging our conversation with Joe Bill today. Boy, the time is going by quickly. A really important conversation. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Pleasure meeting you and having you with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Joe Bill Campbell. The book is Just Win, Baby, The Game of Life. His website, jbclaw2016.com. Book available wherever books are sold, and link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.